Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
Kelly has been so patient in holding on for us. Okay. Get her on the voice disguiser here.
I'm scared but anxious to hear who she's attracted to.
I mean, when you do the math on it, y'all, there are millions and millions and millions of eligible men for you to be attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Millions. You should be able to be just a little bit selective. But you can't help who you're attracted to, right? It is what it is.
That's
Kelly, you were on the voice disguiser. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I need to know if I am normal.
Okay.
We'll do this from time to time. Like when you think there is comfort in knowing that there are others just like you, because mm-hmm. you think in some cases that you're just like on this island all by yourself. But generally speaking, you're never the only one.
Right.
Okay,
agreed.
I hope so. Well, I'm attracted to my pastor.
Here we go.
Feeling a little guilty on Sunday mornings.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, I don't want to hook up with him. Like, he's married. I just find him incredibly sexy. And I compare every guy that I date to him. And
will you say that?
I don't know what to do.
Will you say that whole sentence? Say, like, your name, who he is, and that you find him sexy.
And remember, we're calling you Kelly.
No. I'm not telling you who he is.
No, you'd have to say his name. Just say, my pastor.
My pastor.
Say the whole thing.
Oh, I'm attracted to my pastor, and he's sexy.
I just had this this talk to somebody not too long ago about this very same thing. And she said that she had feelings for her pastor, because we go to the same church. So, and she had feelings for him also, just that she thought he was sexy. He's an older guy for her. It's nobody that she would normally never date, but she gets this feeling when she sees the dude.
Well, I mean, there is something kind of, you know, attractive about that. A man who is, you know, leading the way and a great public speaker and somebody who's charismatic enough to lead a congregation and all that kind of stuff. There is something, there's a quality to that that would be attractive.
Well,
but I think going to church every Sunday and being attracted
is a little bit,
you know, more difficult to deal with. You may have to change churches.
Well, I've been to churches where the pastor is young. I mean, late 20s, early 30s. And then I've been to churches where the pastor, really, I'm not quite sure if he's clinically dead or not. So I kind of want a description. I mean, you can do it generally. But, I mean, how old is this dude? And you know,
I would say like he's in his early 30s.
Okay, so younger.
I'm 25.
Okay.
He's fit. He's athletic looking. And he's tall and he's got brown hair. So I don't know. I mean, there's nothing that's like outstanding. He's just an attractive guy and he's got a sexy voice.
He's obviously not afraid of commitment.
Right? Great point.
Well, if it's confirmation that you were looking for, I think that people were just assumed that you were going to talk about this because they lit up as soon as you said it was your pastor. Allison, good morning. You are on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that it is normal. My dad's a preacher, and he's not like a hot young guy. He's like 50. But the church ladies call him all the time, especially the single ones, and it kind of weirds everybody out.
Well, I mean, but pastors get, I mean, it's not a priest, so pastors get married too. So, I mean, at some point, somebody's got to be attracted to them and them attracted to, you know, the person in return.
Is your pastor single or is he married?
You know what? I don't even know. I think that he's married, but I've never seen her around.
Then he's single. Pastor's wives.
I mean, does he talk?
Active, aren't they? Does
pastor's wives are visible.
Yes. But he would talk about her in his sermons and stuff. He would say, my family or her. Mm-hmm. But you
haven't
heard.
There. She's like, oh, no, don't tell me that. She's like, I need to, in my mind, think he's married.
Yeah, he may be single. You may have a shot at him. You may have a shot at your pastor.
That's right.
Woo! Yeah, start wearing something a little sexier on Sunday.
I have a friend of a friend who married a pastor. She lives out west, like I think it's like Seattle or somewhere like that. But she started going to the church, Started going to Bible study, started really going to Bible study, and then they started dating.
And she found God.
I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. they...
Yeah. And then she gave him a rib, so to speak.
Well, and they're married now, she's expecting their first baby.
Well, I mean, yeah, pastors have family, so, you know.
Yeah, they're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Good morning, Holly. You're on Q100.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey.
85.5% of the reason that I go to my church is because of my pastor.
Really?
Yes, and I know the Lord's going to get me, but oh my God, they don't need to make him like that.
Just out of curiosity, what church do you go to?
Yeah, I mean, this is a compliment to him.
Community Bible in Stockbridge.
Okay. Attendance will be high this weekend.
And what's the name of the sexy pastor?
Pastor Bo.
Pastor Bo.
Yes. Pastor Bo.
That's right.
I need to switch churches because I keep visualizing my pastor. I'm like, no way, can't be attracted to him. I'm like, there's got to be a sexy youth group leader. Like, not my pastor.
Holly, is it the position itself, or is it just even if he wasn't your pastor, you'd think he was hot?
Even if he wasn't my pastor. Mm-hmm.
But there's that, like Jen said, that sense of authority is up there, you know.
He's in charge. You know,
and I think it's just the overall goodness of mm-hmm. him as a person mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. has a lot to do with it.
You just want to make him mad?
Does he wear a robe? I mean, like, what does he wear? Like, let's get the whole lowdown. So does he wear...
She's gone.
Is he in tight pants?
She's like, I said enough already.
He's dressed like a U.S. volleyball player.
Sweet. A beach volleyball player.
I need to know the name of that church.
There are no shortage of calls, though. Good morning. Funny. We'll call you Amy. You're on Q100. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're doing good. I'm from Coweta County, and I don't want to say what church, but the first time that I went, I thought, oh, I can't go here. The pastor is way hot. And then I thought, I brought a couple of my friends because I thought, I can't be feeling this. This, you know, less church is not good. So I brought a couple of my friends, and they all said, oh, no, pastor's way hot. He's a bodybuilder and married with kids, but... You know, sometimes Sunday morning.
Nice to look at.
Mm-hmm. Makes you want to dress in your Sunday best.
Have you ever worn anything particularly sexy to church in order to impress him?
Sure, why not?
You have something a little bit lower cut?
Well, you don't really sit on the front row either, though.
Well, I was about to ask, where do you sit so that he gets you get his attention?
He's married.
That's right. But I'm just curious. I mean, if we're going to talk about if he's a single pastor, he's good-looking, bodybuilder, muscles through the robe that you can see, then, you know, I wonder what the course of action is. You know, a nicer dress, you sit on maybe not the first, but the second or third pew and, you know, bat those eyes. And
take a little bit longer when you're taking communion.
Right. And wait to the end of the line when you're walking out and shaking his hand.
Like, do you ever when he puts the wafer on your tongue, do you ever bite down on his fingers?
That would give a whole new meaning to that. You know that southern slang?
Yeah.
Sweating like a whore in church.
Just,
oh my God.
Just kind of wrap your lips around his thumb and pull it back slowly.
We're all going to hell. We're getting so many emails.
We're not going anywhere. We're not the ones doing that nasty stuff.
It's not only for the Christians, people. The Jews are pretty sexy also.
Oh, rabbis.
Go on, Kim. Get your sexy on with your rabbi.
Pants off.
I knew you guys were going to say it was a pastor. I knew it. And I called as soon as I heard. I'm in love with my Orthodox rabbi.
Your Orthodox rabbi.
I'm in love with a rabbi.
She's
rolling.
I mean, he's married. He's like in his early 30s. He's absolutely gorgeous. He has four kids. He's untouchable. But my fiance thinks that it's because he is like the forbidden fruit, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just gorgeous, and he's funny, and he's like on Facebook. He's really cool.
Wait, hold on one second, because we have another person on another line saying they're attracted to their rabbi, and I'm wondering if it's the same rabbi.
Okay.
Hey, Crystal.
Chris. Yeah.
Chris, you are also attracted to your rabbi.
Oh my goodness! I'm the same situation as the previous caller. He's smoking hot, smart, funny, married, four kids. So, you know, he's totally committed to his family, his wife. Smoking hot.
What's his name?
Multi-denominational.
Crystal, Kim, on the count of three, when I get to three, both of you say his name, and we'll see if it's the same guy, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Rabbi Reed.
No, two different
rabbis.
Two different rabbis.
There are women converting right now.
Kim, your rabbi is who?
Rabbi Freitag.
Freitag?
Yeah, he's at REL in Dunwoody.
Well, okay. You better be really sexy to have that name. You better be Freitag.
I have to tell you, I know Rabbi Freitag, and she's absolutely right. He's smoking hot, too.
You guys got
wow.
an issue.
Chris, who were you talking about?
Fred Reeves at the temple.
All right, Fred Reeves.
At the temple? Like, not even a particular temple? It's just so well known. It's just the temple?
Those in the know, no.
It's the oldest temple in Atlanta. It's called The Temple. It's on Peachtree Street.
Okay. Wait, which one's on Facebook? Because I want to look him up.
His name is Daniel Freitag.
Daniel Freitag.
Yeah, he better be way hot with a name like that. Freitag?
I think it's F-R-I. Yeah, that's one of those last names that make you second guess.
Who's the most popular rabbi at temple? The one who can carry two cups of coffee and a dozen bagels at the same time.
What are you, like my uncle, dude? I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, you were just really? Uncle pull my finger right
really?
There.
No.
Is he hot?
No.
Is Freitag hot?
Could be a different Freitag.
No.
That's what she likes. Good morning, Q100.
Let's see.
Good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah. My pastor is the type that takes off his jacket and he rolls up his sleeves and his arms are gorgeous. And it's a little sad because I, you know, get a little hot sitting on the last pew, you know, looking at him, but he's very sexy and he's single.
What's the name of this church? Because women are calling up, want to know.
It's a very small congregation, so I'd rather not say. Okay. I'd be
She's
singled
like,
out.
He's single, and I would rather not invite other women to come.
Yeah, he's all mine.
As well.
Our Lady of Mary, me.
Yeah. She does not need competition.
Lord, look at him, chapel.
Kelly, if you were looking for confirmation that other women are attracted to their pastors and their rabbis, and you got it today.
Yeah.
You there?
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, you got it.
She was imagining what it's going to be like at church this Sunday.
Did you guys hear what she said?
What's
she
that?
Said, thank God.
Peace be with you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye-bye. Now go get him.
Go get your man. Yeah, he may be single.
Go get your pastor.
And peace may come to you.
Bye, Kelly.
Thank you so much.
See ya. The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.